welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. Well, the Washington Post is trying to convince everybody that a hot dog's a taco.
Crazy, y'all.
The Washington Post. I don't read the Washington Post. I don't read any newspapers, just to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I got to tell you this. A few days back, the Washington Post decided to pour gasoline on this, you know, that you've heard the debate over whether a hot dogs are sandwiches. And we've talked about that.
Yes, but and then nobody ever agrees.
No.
Now a hot dog.
The Washington Post is now saying that a hot dog is actually a taco.
Say what?
Could they not find anything else to write about at the Washington Post? I mean, they're in Washington, D.C. I'm sure there's stuff to write about.
No kidding. Is a hot dog a taco?
They want us to think about it. When you break it down to the absolute core, they say, a sandwich is two pieces of any starch with any filling in between, so a hot dog shouldn't really qualify because it's a filling between just one folded starch.
Yeah, and it's not two pieces, it's combined.
Unless you break it, and that's the worst when you break a hot dog bun.
Get your chili and your cheese all over.
That's just awful.
I agree.
So that should make a hot dog a taco.
I see what they're saying.
Well, I see what they're saying, but it's stupid. It's a hot dog.
Well, you can say that a pizza was a cheeseburger.
You could.
Without a top on it. Because
apparently you can say whatever you want.
Because a pizza's rolled out.
Sushi's a steak.
It's a grilled protein. Yeah.
Well, sushi's not grilled. Sushi's raw.
Well.
I was trying to be silly there.
But you have a point with their math.
With their math, anything could be anything. They go on to say that enchiladas are sushi, but that's not true.
Mm-mm.
Cherry pie is a bread bowl.
Well, wow, that kind of make you think.
This one's going to freak you out, Tony.
What?
Corn dogs. You know what corn dogs are?
Very well.
Calzones.
Yeah, in a way, they are.
Not really.
Is a calzone really a corn dog or corn dog?
It's an Italian corn dog.
Oh my gosh, that's deep.
A jelly donut is also a calzone, and fried rice is salad. That's what this article all says here.
Well, yeah, but with that, you could say are cats really dogs?
I guess.
They both got tails, whiskers, and eight nipples.
For some reason, we talked about which golden girl you would or wouldn't kill if they were zombies.
That's totally normal.
Good morning, fellas. How are y'all
doing? Hey, Linda, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Linda, if all the golden girls were zombies and you had to shoot one of them, which golden girl zombie would it be?
Betty White.
You'd shoot Betty White?
Yes, she's an idiot.
Oh,
but she's so nice and sweet.
She's an idiot.
I'd pick Dorothy.
No.
Hey, what about zombie Dorothy. Carrie Underwood?
Yes, shoot her right square dab between the eyes.
What about zombie Dolly Parton?
Yes.
You don't.
Who wouldn't you shoot if they were a zombie, Linda?
Andy Griffith.
Zombie.
Well, he's already dead.
What? You didn't say dead or alive.
Okay, yeah, dead or alive. Dead or alive, Linda. What? Who is somebody that you just couldn't shoot if they were a zombie?
Sam Elliott?
Yeah.
Sam Elliott is a fine-looking man. Couldn't bring myself to shoot him.
If he was a zombie, it's what's for dinner. It'd be a whole new deal, though.
Well, yeah. I would do what the Michonne did on Walking Dead and dislocate his jaw where he can't bite me.
Yeah.
And cut off his hands where he can't scratch me.
Yeah.
You know, and then just put something around his neck and just drag him around.
So let's boil this down to what you really want, Linda. Sam Elliott as a pet.
Yes.
A trending topic on Twitter over the weekend was things women find gross in men's bathrooms.
Everything, maybe?
Yeah,
everything?
I think so.
Good morning, men.
Morning. How are you today?
Oh, got the day off without pay.
Oh, boy.
Darn.
I'll tell you what.
I ain't climbing around on no houses today in this fog.
Mm-mm, don't blame you.
Yeah.
Y'all discussing, I guess, about bathrooms. I've got advice for any man that's married.
What's that?
years ago when I was married, it's like the woman hated me. And every time she'd start fussing, I said, I got to use the bathroom.
There you go.
You know, a woman will not follow a man into the bathroom and keep arguing.
Now, is that won't. No matter what you've done or just the small things?
Well, I stuck me a little 13-inch TV in my bathroom. It's still in there from years ago. And then, here's the funny part. She said, you sure go to the bathroom. You probably need to go to the doctor. I said, I think I need to go to the nut house. And another thing a man shouldn't do, and I've learned from experience years ago, when a woman comes out of the bathroom, do not go in there.
Now, I don't mind going in there after a woman. It usually smells like cinnamon or something.
I don't know about that. What?
We did some picking and grinning. I'm picking.
And I'm just as ho-ho-ho as he is, grinning.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah?
Do you know why Santa brought 22 reindeer to Walmart?
Have no idea.
Well, it was because he wanted to buy something that cost around 20 bucks, but just in case it was more, he brought some extra dough.
Well, Jason, I've got an idea.
What?
I'm getting all the kids in my family a set of batteries for Christmas.
Huh.
And I'm putting a note that says toys not included.
Do you know there's people afraid of Santa Claus?
No way.
Yeah, you know what they call them?
What?
Claustrophobic.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Centipede.
Centipede who?
Centipede on the Christmas tree.
Tony had a great story with a terrible ending in Tony Tales.
What do you mean terrible?
Listen. And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, the gingerbread man got bit by a zombie. Slowly, he also turned into a zombie and bit more gingerbread men. Before long, zombie gingerbread men were everywhere. The only way to kill them was to shoot their heads, but they were so small it was almost impossible to hit them. One of them even bit Frosty the Snowman. Little gingerbread men and zombie Frosty walked down the streets biting and biting and biting and biting and biting. One man stood in front of zombie Frosty and aimed at him. But it was so hard to be the one to shoot Frosty the Snowman. His two eyes made a coal look so sweet and innocent. Then all of a sudden, Chuck Norris jumped out and said, I'll do it. Chuck pulled out a 12-gauge and said, Lord, forgive me. Then boom! Frosty the Snowman was frozen, though, and it didn't work. Zombie Frosty killed Chuck Norris and little zombie gingerbread men ate him. Eventually, they took over and destroyed the entire world. I hope this Christmas nobody makes gingerbread, man. The end.
Of course, we had the best country lyric that's never been written.
Best.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I didn't like what Santa had to give, so in his cookies I used laxative.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony. A brand new word of the day.
Here you go.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Jingleberries. Jingleberries are reindeer dingleberries, and when they fall off, they fly up into the sky and become a star. Jingleberries.
That's Tony's word of the day. And of course, we'll leave you with today's real good. This goes along with the homeless guy, okay? So there's an anonymous Secret Santa.
Okay.
He met this homeless guy in Phoenix, and the homeless guy's name was Moses Elder.
Moses Elder.
So this anonymous guy gave Moses Elder a few $100. Said, here you go, man. You're down your luck. Here's a few $100.
That was sweet of him.
Plus, he gave him $3,000 to hand out to anybody he wanted to.
Wow. To Moses Elder.
Uh-huh. Moses, he gave most of it away to people on the street who stopped and talked to him. Another $400 went to a guy he knew from church. He gave $500 to a woman who's also homeless and has five kids. A reporter heard about it, started filming all of it, and talked to Moses and the Secret Santa. Here's a part of that news story.
Ma'am, how are you doing today? You ready for Christmas? So there's $100 for you. $100 for you.
Thank you.
Oh, that's what Christmas is all about.
I think this will be a joyful experience for him. You know, it's a myth that, you know, the homeless
Secret Santa
just take. From my experience, the people with the least give the most of what they have.
This is $100 for you, sir, for showing your kind heart.
Eternally grateful for what he did.
And remember, people appreciate you with your caring, giving heart that you take care of your kids the way you do.
Thank you.
Okay?
You know, kindness is a bridge between all people. And so if you're ever down and you want to lift yourself up, go do something kind for somebody.
Today we changed a lot of people's lives, but I believe my life was changed the most.
Wow. There's a lot of good advice in that, real good, isn't there?
I tell you, I needed to hear that one right there.
Absolutely. So whoever anonymous Secret Santa guy was, and Mr. Moses Elder, you are real good. That's it for today's podcast. We hope you liked it. Be sure to share it with your friends. We certainly would appreciate it. That's been
In Case You Missed It.